My, it's so beautiful to be in the presence of the Lord with all the people of God. See those beautiful youth and young adults worshiping and bowing and kneeling before the Lord. All of us joining in one great praise. My, it's been a day of praise and worship, hasn't it? Hallelujah. So beautiful to magnify the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Well, tonight, the title is Watchmen, What of the Night? Let's begin with Isaiah 60 and verse 8. There are seven verses that lead up to this, and we're going to read them in a moment, but this is such a key scripture, such a beautiful word from the Lord. Isaiah 60 and verse 8. Isaiah says, "Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows?" Isaiah saw the New Testament times. He saw the days of Christ Messiah. He saw the times we are living in, and he saw a people flocking to the presence and house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Flying as a cloud, as doves to their roosts, coming to the house and the presence of the Lord. I want to put a word into the atmosphere tonight, into the spiritual realms. This is what God envisioned for New Testament times, the last days, that a people would flock to the house of God. A people so hungry and thirsty for God's presence that all over the world they would be coming to the house and the presence of God. This is what God envisioned. Let's not take it away from him. Let's let him dream it so. A people so hungry, so in love with the church that they can't stay away, returning time and time again as doves to their roost. Can't wait to get to the house of God, to the presence of God, to the gathering of God's people. Hallelujah. That's the dream. That's the desire in the heart of God. How many want to help him fulfill it? Glory to God. Well, the dove is the Holy Spirit, but these doves are the Spirit-filled believers, people filled and baptized in the Holy Ghost and the fire of God, and they can't wait to get to church, to pour out their lives and to receive instruction and encouragement and fellowship and to magnify the name of the Lord. Well, let's read verses 1 to 8. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, the unbelievers, the nations, shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces, the wealth of the Gentiles, the nations shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels," Isaiah's using Old Testament language, "the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows?" All over the earth, a people flocking to the presence and the house of the Lord. Darkness upon the earth, even deep darkness upon the earth. But the Bible says the Lord shall arise on his people and his glory will be seen on us. It'll be seen on our families. It'll be seen on the house of God. What a promise of the Lord. What a great promise of the Lord. Isaiah 21:11. "For thus has the Lord said to me, Go set a watchman. Let him declare what he sees. Watchman, what of the night? For thus has the Lord said to me, go set a watchman. Let him declare what he sees. Verse 11, the burden against Duma. He calls to me out of Seir. Watchman, what of the night? What about the darkness? What about the deep darkness on the earth? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes. But I wasn't asking about the morning. The prophet says, let's get first things first. Let's get things in the right order. The morning comes, and also the night. But he said, for the people of God, there is morning, there is light, there is daytime. Some people are so caught up with gloom and doom and darkness that they can't even see the morning light. Under a spirit of oppression, an oppressive thing. Maybe here tonight and all you see is darkness and turmoil and dismay and heaviness. What of the night? The word of the Lord is, behold, the morning cometh. We need to have a spirit for the morning, for the daytime. And we have a choice in it. Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, if you're willing to inquire, then inquire of the Lord. Return. Come back. The morning comes. Yes, there's darkness we battle. Yes, there's night on the earth. Yes, there are oppressive things. Yes, there's depression, a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of dismay that can be upon us. Sometimes that despair can settle so upon us. Watchmen, what of the night? The morning comes. Let God break the darkness. Begin to inquire of the Lord. That's he said. If you will inquire, inquire. Begin to seek the Lord for understanding. Say, Lord, what is your light? What is it that you want to bring forth? Light or night? God says, I want you to have a spirit where you begin to watch for the morning. Watch for the word of the Lord. Watch for the Spirit of God to come upon you and give you an answer. So you can war properly and you can handle the night and you can put it in its place. And you can walk in the light of God if you will inquire, seek understanding. Say, Lord, help me in my heaviness. Help me in my darkness. Help me in my striving. Help me in the things that are breaking my life right now. Lord, give me light and give me understanding. Then he says, return, come. If you haven't ever come, come for the first time. But this is a word to those who have drifted and those who have wandered. Watchmen, what of the night? Darkness has come, heaviness has come. He said, return, inquire of the Lord, come back to the Lord. And so for those who wander and for the prodigals, they can return to the house of the Lord and they can come back to the presence of God. Watchmen, what of the night? Oh, he says the morning comes. Let's get that in first place. And also the night. Darkness upon the earth, deep darkness upon the earth, gross darkness upon the people, but my light shall arise upon you and my glory will be seen upon you. Isaiah, Jeremiah 31, verses 6 to 9, for there shall be a day when the watchman will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. Well, Zion was the holy hill in Jerusalem, David's tabernacle and the glory of the temple, place of worship. Mount Ephraim was a ways to the north. People that had strayed from the Lord. But the Bible says there shall be a day when the watchman will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country. And what's this? And gather them from the ends of the earth. There's an overshooting here that you can't miss. He's talking about times of revival in Israel of the Old Testament, but he says there's a day coming when the people are going to be gathered from the ends of the earth, just like we're being gathered in our time and day to the presence of the Lord. He said, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child and the one who labors with child together. A great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel. Good evening, Israel of God. And Ephraim is my firstborn. We're fruitful sons of the Lord. What a word of the Lord across the nations. What a word to us tonight. God gathering us. We're flocking to the presence of God, a people coming. This word was spoken out in a new covenant sense to gather all the nations of the earth. There's a heavenly Jerusalem. There's a new Jerusalem. There's the true city of God, not the literal city that was established for 1,000 years under David, but now a literal spiritual city that fills the whole universe, the whole body of Christ. All the ends of the earth come into this city, this spiritual Jerusalem, this house of God. Galatians 4:26. Listen what the Apostle Paul said. He said, But the Jerusalem above is free. The Jerusalem above, the heavenly Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem is free, which is the mother of us all. We've been born of her. We've been born into Jerusalem. We've been born into the city of God. And then the Apostle Paul quotes the Old Testament. He says, for it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. The Apostle Paul says there are going to be people gathered to this heavenly Jerusalem, this new Jerusalem. Though she looks barren, though she looks desolate, all across the earth, a great company of people are going to rise and come to Zion and come to the salvation of the Lord. How many children do you have? Many more. That's the answer. How many children do you have? Well, I just have one or two. There's a few around here, a few youth. There's a, you know, pretty good group in the children department. How many children do you have? The word of the Lord is many more. Many more to come. Many more to come into the children's ministry and department. Many more to come into the youth group. Many more to be baptized and saved. How many children do you have, heavenly Jerusalem? Many more. I'm going with God tonight. A people flocking to the presence of God like doves to their roost, can't stay away from the house of God, hungry, thirsty, coming with weeping and supplications to seek the Lord. That is what God has in mind. That's the dream in the heart of God. Now, God needs his watchmen. God needs his watchmen. And we may as well settle in and say, Lord, here I am, send me. I'll be a watchman for you. God needs his watchmen. Number one tonight, watchmen, pray. Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness go forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns. Churches that are bright, churches that are on fire with the gospel message, repentance, baptism, baptism in fire. Isaiah 62:6. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace day nor night. Day nor night. You who are the Lord's, you who are his servants, and by your prayers, put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Keep not silence and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes her a praise in the earth. the houses of God a praise in the earth, that people wonder at the houses of God and at the church of Jesus Christ. I've set watchmen upon your walls. Watchmen pray. Watchmen put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Lord says, I want to be invited by my people. I want my people to supplicate. I want my people to bring my promises before me so I can fulfill them in their lives. It's part of the process of answered prayer. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Call on the church to watch. Stand fast. Be brave. Be strong. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. What are we watching? We're watching Jerusalem. We're watching the house of God. We're praying the promises of God. We're pleading the promises of God over his church, over his spiritual work. 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Watching prayers. What are watching prayers? Watching prayers are supplications, yearnings, pleadings, longings. They are prayers that put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. And the one thing God said in Isaiah 62 that he wants his watchmen praying is that he would establish Jerusalem, his heavenly Jerusalem, the church, a praise in all the earth, establish it, and a praise in the earth that people would wonder at the houses of God in every city across this world and say, look at those Christians, how they serve the Lord. And we've heard it said that if you walk into that house, if you walk into that place where they worship, you are going to be overwhelmed by what you see, because the presence of God is going upon them and is upon them. And maybe tears will start running down your face. And what will happen is, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, the secrets of your own heart will be exposed. Your hardness, your sinfulness, your unwillingness, the stubbornness of your own heart when you see a people so yielded to the living God. And Paul says they will fall down and worship and say, God is in you of a truth. God needs his watchmen. Watchmen pray. They pray pleading prayers. They pray intercessory prayers. Number two, watchmen warn. Ezekiel 3:17-19. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. I mean, these are solemn words. Say, well, that's Old Testament. That's a prophet in Israel. Well, why don't we read about it in the New Testament? Because it's in the same Bible. The Apostle Paul in Acts 20:25. And indeed now, he said, as he was leaving Asia Minor for the last time, said, now I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. Wow, to be able to say that. I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God, the entire scriptures. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore, watch. And remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. That's how the Apostle Paul preached, and that's how he labored in the work, watching prayers, warning. He could say, I'm free from the blood of all men. I have not shunned to declare the whole counsel of God in my words, in my preaching, by my lifestyle, by my example. Marvelous. Marvelous words to be able to say. This ministry of a watchman, this warning ministry, this is not something that is easy to fulfill. But fulfill we must. It's not easy to warn. It's not easy to stand with the Word of God and reprove and correct and give instruction in righteousness. Try it among your own family and relatives. Try it among your friends. It's not an easy ministry, but we must fulfill it. We must be faithful as the watchmen of the Lord. We can be free from the blood of all men. Free from the blood of all men. That warning ministry. Even though people close their ears and don't want to hear, that cannot change the urgency by which we speak. Jeremiah, maybe you felt like Jeremiah sometimes. I will no longer make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But you know, a few days later, that fire's back burning in you. His word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I've got to keep speaking the words of God. I've got to be faithful to the Lord. I have to walk in righteousness. Jeremiah mocked and scorned at times, but God did not forsake him. The Bible says, Lord, your words were found. He said, I was in such despair, and I just felt so weak in myself. I felt my infirmity. And he said, but all of a sudden your words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord. We continue to warn, knowing that the word of the Lord and the promise of God will always rise in our heart, because God is faithful to his holy watchmen. Watchmen pray. Watchmen warn. Number three, watchmen protect. Protect your family. Protect your marriage. Protect the church. Watchmen protect. Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. This to me is a very sobering verse, because it shows me that the Lord will not protect the city on his own. We cannot protect the city on our own. But we cannot do it without his help. But he will not do it without our help. We are laborers together with God. We're laborers together. In a family, what about your own life? Guard your own life. Guard your own city. God will not guard you without your involvement or your help. He needs your help. He won't do it without your help. But we can surely not do it without him. And so we labor together with God in the building of our own spiritual life. Our families, we must guard, we must warn, we must protect. The Church of Jesus Christ, this church which we're a part of, that we would guard this city with our life, with our words, with our example, with our finances, with our speech, with our orderliness, with our protocol and manner, that we guard the Church of Jesus Christ for his honor and for his glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? A people flocking to the presence of God. Let's have the worship team come. my darkness upon the earth, deep darkness upon the peoples. But what a promise of God tonight. The Lord will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. People will come to your light and to the brightness of your shining. So let's take up a watchman ministry tonight. Let's take up a watchman ministry. Serve the Lord with all our heart. You know, some of us have more hours in the day that are free than others. As you get older, you have more hours that are free. You're not running children back and forth to school and to every program and sports. And I mean, it's life. It's just like, wow, at the end of the day, it's just a whirlwind and you settle down. But, you know, some of us have raised our children and there's other responsibilities that are set aside. I mean, we have hours to seek the Lord. We have hours to say, Lord, I want to become a watchman. I want to be a prayer warrior. I want to be an intercessor. It's no time to dilly-dally. It's a time to be serious about the things of God and watch for the people of earth and watch for the house of God. And so we give ourselves, pull into his promises. Lord, make your city, make your Jerusalem a praise in the earth, Lord. Raise up the sons and daughters of Zion. Lord, let your people be strong. Let them be encouraged, Lord. Let the darkness break out of them. Let the light of God come upon them. We begin to plead the promises. We begin to pray the promises. We warn in the spirit. You can warn in the spirit without ever having to talk to somebody. You can warn them in the spirit as you intercede for their life so that God can do a work. And then we protect. We do everything we can to make the church a glory to God in the earth, a glorious church, a glorious bride, a glorious people of the Lord. Let's stand together tonight. My Lord. Watchmen, what of the night? The morning cometh. The morning cometh. I believe there's some here tonight that need to hear that for yourself. The morning cometh. There's been a weight and a heaviness upon your spirit and upon your life and battling so many things. Watchmen, what of the night? The Lord says the morning comes. Begin to look for the dawning of the day. Look for the light of Christ. Go find the promises of God. Go pray the promises of God. Let the garment of praise take over and break down the spirit of heaviness. And live for the Lord in a new day because he is faithful. The path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines more and more under the perfect day. Oh, we see the darkness. The morning cometh and also the night, but now that we have the light, now that we have the knowledge, we've inquired of the Lord, we know how to navigate and how to walk and guide our steps every day, knowing that his word is a lamp unto my feet. Every step I take, I need a lamp. Can only see one step at a time, but his word is also a light. I also see far into the distance of where God wants me to walk and how to live my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The morning comes. Just ask the Lord, others of you tonight. The Lord's calling for watchmen in the house of the Lord. So easy to lay aside the labors, lay aside the toil of the ministry and the house of God and the burden of sons and daughters and people coming to Christ. But the Lord's calling us back to be watchmen, calling us to be watchmen upon the city of Zion, upon the walls of his kingdom. And so encourage and lift up the work of the Lord. Amen. The altars are open tonight again. If you'd like prayer, if you want to spend a few minutes in the presence of the Lord, please slip out from where you are and come and enter into the Lord. Let's commit ourselves right now and surrender to the Lord.